Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight, this midnight hour. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for keeping us. Amen. We thank you, Father God, that you have, hallelujah, hallelujah, that has spoken over our life. Amen. That we have the victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, entering in, surrendering all over to God, withholding nothing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, open up your mouth, shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah. Come on, let's just give God some praise because he's worthy. We thank you, Lord God, as we come on tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have ordained this midnight hour that we, your children, may come and receive from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 46, we decree and declare, amen, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, amen, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and hallelujah, and be troubled, though the mountains shake up with its swelling, amen, hallelujah. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. Amen. God shall help her. Amen. Just at the break of dawn, the nations raised, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. Hallelujah. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear into two. Amen. He burns the chariot in the fire. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Amen. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it according to Psalm 46 right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, for we'll go after the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you as we enter in on tonight, oh God. We want to thank you for this time, oh God, that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may receive in the time of mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come asking for your help. And we thank you, Lord God, for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, oh God, that you are always with us. Amen. We decree and declare your goodness right now. It's overtaking us right now. We decree and declare that even right now as we're praying, oh God, you're already moving. Amen. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We welcome you to make your residence in us and never to relieve. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over the works of the enemy. Amen. We decree and declare that we are delivered and we are set free, and we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humbling ourselves this midnight hour under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, purify and sanctify us, oh God, with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ, your blood redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. And we just want to say thank you. Dear Lord God, help us. Oh, gracious Father, to not be caught up in religion, but to be caught up in spirit. Amen. Your Holy Spirit, that we may be more effectual in our prayers and be obedient to you, Lord God. We want to serve your divine purpose, oh God, Lord, and do what is good and right in your sight. Amen. Allow us, dear Lord God, to live in your light and the love that you have for us. Amen. Show us how to be helpful to your kingdom. Show us how to live a life of constant praise to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. We're affirming God's word over ourselves and others. Hallelujah. It's crucial because it speaks life into our spirit. spirit, our body and soul. We take to heart the hallelujah, the forthcoming scripture. Hallelujah, that we may understand the importance of speaking out loud and all else in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Some of the hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we thank you for your word that's forever established in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Faith comes more quickly when we hear, hallelujah, your quoting of God and speaking and saying, hallelujah, that what you say, Father God. For we understand, oh God, it is true. And we just want to say thank you. We recognize by faith that God is worthy of honor, praise, and worship as the creator and sustainer and end of all things. Amen. As our creator, we confess that God made us for himself. Amen. In this day, therefore, choose to live. Hallelujah to him according to Revelation 5 and 9. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we recognize by faith that God loves us. Hallelujah, and chose us in Christ Jesus before time began. Amen. We recognize in faith that God has proven his love to us in sending his only begotten son to die in our place, whereby every provision has already been made for us, past, present, and future needs. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, through him, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We recognize by faith that since we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we believe God's word that he has received us, adopted us into his family, whereby he has assumed every responsibility for us. Amen. Our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit of the living God, redeemed, cleansed, healed, delivered, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We decree and declare our members, amen, the parts of our body are instruments of righteousness, yield to God for his service and for his glory. Satan has no place in us, no power over us, no unsettled claims against us. Amen. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our life unto death. Amen. We crucify our flesh, ourself, our ego, our way, and anything else that's not of God. Our body is for the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is for our body. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual deafness, every spiritual ignorance, every spiritual numbness and sleep, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may be sensitive to your Holy Spirit and receive, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ redeems us out of the hand of the Satan, amen, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, all our sins are forgiven, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses us from all sin, amen, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified, made righteous, just if we never sinned, amen, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are sanctified, made holy, set apart unto God, amen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all conscience, amen, from dead works to serve the living God, amen. Blessed be the God, hallelujah, of Israel, amen. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. We confess with our mouths for tonight that we believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and that he, hallelujah, is God's son. Amen. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, that their righteousness is from him, says the Lord God. Amen. We crucify with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not, hallelujah, not by our own, but Christ liveth in us. Amen. And the life which we now live is in the flesh. We live by faith of the Son of God, amen, who loved us, amen, and gave himself for us. We declare and declare that we're washed, sanctified, justified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is, hallelujah, in us, whom we have, hallelujah, received from God, amen. We are not our own. We was bought with a price, hallelujah. We desire to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We submit ourselves to God and God alone, who gives more grace to the humble, and he will lift us up. Amen. Behold, the Lord Jesus Christ has given unto us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. Amen. We cast down every vain imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We yield no ground to Satan. Hallelujah. We take back all that, hallelujah, we've ever surrendered to him in the past and acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord all over our lives. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We decree in the crown tonight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in this midnight hour. Hallelujah, 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 that the battle is already won. God is removing the enemy, amen. We decree in the crown that our God will take care of the enemy that has come against us, of what God has ordained for us. We decree in the crown that our God is preserving us from what he has ordained for us, amen. We decree in the crown that we have won the victory, amen. We believe that God has sent his word and it will not return void, amen. We decree in the crown that God has finally anointed us to do his will, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the crown that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen. We decree and declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We expect the victory that Jesus won, the victory for us on the cross. God's favor and blessings are on us right now today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're walking in expectation, expecting God's mercy and grace on us today. We expect God's favor to be on us and those in our family. Amen. We expect God to extend our life to the next rapture. We decree and declare that God is going to give us supernatural increase to the next rapture. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare in the crown with all faith, we will live and not die. We declare the works of the Lord our God. We declare in the crown that God's favor is on us, and that he has given us his strength, wisdom, blessing, and peace. We expect God's blessing in our life today. Amen. We believe God has given us his abundant life, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Heavenly Father, on tonight we come praying for our children. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you for the promises in your word concerning our children and grandchildren, children to come. We affirm now that our children and grandchildren shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children and grandchildren, according to Isaiah 54:13. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you for the salvation of our children and grandchildren. We pray that they will love the Lord. Amen. With all their heart. Hallelujah. With all their soul and with all their mind, might, and strength, and love their neighbor as themselves, according to your word in Deuteronomy 6:5, and Mark 12:30, and Matthew 22:37-39. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that our children find favor in the sight of God. Amen. In 2 Peter 1:3-4, we decree and declare your divine power has given our children and grandchildren all things that pertain to life and godliness. And hallelujah, and they have been given exceedingly great and precious memories. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of precious promises. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord bless our children. Lord, the Lord bless our grandchildren. Amen. And keeps them. Amen. He makes his face to shine upon them, upon our children and grandchildren, and he is gracious unto them. He lifts up his countenance upon them and gives them peace according to his word in Numbers 6:23-26. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that our children and grandchildren are kindly, affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another as promising your word in Romans 12:10. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word in 1 John 2:20, our children and grandchildren have an anointing from the Holy One. Hallelujah. And they know all things. To God be the glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, on tonight, as I lift up everyone that's on the line today and all that's in their household, let peace come and reign in their homes, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning them and turn it all around for their good, oh God. Oh, Lord, make a way out of no way. We know you to be a way maker, oh God, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. We know you to be a healer. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you move mighty, oh God. We come against the spirit of fear right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you did not give us the spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind, and we operate in it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We're forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. We're blessed going out and blessed coming back in. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. And we just want to say thank you. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. We are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We're set free. Amen. We're strong in the Lord in death to sin, we're more than a conqueror. Amen. Great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. We abide in Christ and Christ abides in us. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Nobody but you, God. We come asking for more of you, Lord, and less of ourselves, Father God. We surrender all over to you, Lord. Help us on tonight, oh God. Lord, anything that's not of you, oh God, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Revelation 3:8, I know, hallelujah, works. See, I've set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Father God, I pray for all that's on the line tonight, oh God, all that have an ear to hear, let them receive on tonight with us, said the Lord. Lord, open up the doors, oh God, that no man can shut, doors of blessings, doors of happiness, doors of favor, doors of breakthrough, doors of promises, doors of great things and new beginnings, doors of good relationships and good opportunities. Lord, I pray for new beginnings for the life of your children. Lord, do great and mighty things, Father God, and we thank you for opening doors, oh God. Oh, Lord, let there be a fresh release on tonight, amen. Let there be fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, fresh fire over our lives. Even as you open up new doors, oh God, release the grace right now. Let us never speak in error, God. We pray that you will open up doors and shut old doors and old seasons as we walk into our new, great, fruitful, blessed season of healing, oh God, and our goodness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, protect us from going back into the past and into past hurt and pain and those things that are not right, places that we can truly be blessed and enjoy. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, shut every door that the enemy has been using to operate in our life, to rob us, hallelujah, to hurt us, amen, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and by faith, we decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we bless your holy name, Father God. We love you. We thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, amen. As we conclude this 7 days of prayer, we thank you, Lord God, that you're blessed and that it is complete. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for the great testimony that's being birthed on this line on tonight, oh God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because, Lord Jesus, you did it all. You did it all. You left nothing undone. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And all that's on the line and all that we have and will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. We thank you for turning around for our good, and we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Come on, come on, come on. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on, come on, come on. It's 12 o'clock. We're here. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. And happy birthday to my mother, Cam, that's on the line.
Happy birthday. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we'll call your name. I'm going to close up the mics because it's causing a lot of feedback, and I want us to be able to hear each other on tonight as we wrap up this 7 days here, give you all the opportunity to speak on tonight. And we just thank God for the mighty work that God has done on this line in these 7 days, and every beautiful person and man and woman of God that have come on line in these 7 days. We thank God for you for coming and touching and agreeing, for we know there's power in agreement. Amen. Whether you've been sleepy, tired, hurting, or whatever it's been that you made, you came You was intentional, amen, about being in position. So God bless you. And even as we leave this line on tonight, I just pray that God work a miracle in your life and in the life of your family, amen. Hallelujah. That cannot be denied. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. And we thank God for everyone that's on the line. Me and my husband, Pastor Manning, that's here as well. So God bless you all. Hallelujah. We're going to start with my mother, Carol Dillard. God bless you, Mama, and happy birthday. How are you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning, and I thank the Lord for another birthday. I'm 64 years old.
Jesus.
I'm so grateful to be here.
Mm.
I pray to ask the Lord, give me 103. Amen.
My Lord,
so
my God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Yes, Lord. Yes, you know. Lord. After you've done it all, amen. After you've said
amen.
It all, you've ate it all.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, I'm ready. You know, it's nothing like when a person say, all right, Lord, I'm ready. You say, I didn't live it up, Lord. I'm ready now. You know, we thank God for life because we truly don't begin to live until we leave this place. Amen. We enter into eternity. Amen. And to be with our Heavenly Father, that is my prayer for you. That, you know, when it's time for us to go, when it's time for you to go, that you go home to be with Jesus. Amen. That you stand before God. It is my prayer for you, Mother, that God would look at you. He would speak these words. A job well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. Hallelujah. Even right now, as you turn 64 this day, that you'll make a decision. I'm going to let God use me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for the rest of my life. Amen. I got a made up mind. I'm not going to go on that side. I'm not going to give my mouth, my words, my actions. I'm not going to give anything to the devil, but all to God. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. I love you.
I love you too.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, sir. 64 years old, still here. Glory, glory, growing stronger. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Jamel, Minister-elect Jamel Henderson, God bless you. Welcome to this midnight hour. How you doing?
I'm awake.
She's awake.
I'm awake, and I am so grateful that I was able to have this opportunity, and I have been restored. I have been healed in these days. I am on fire.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Today I was able to speak with my daughter. Those who know Jamel is my daughter. And she said, Mom, when I knew you was doing 7 days of prayer, and I thought I had an option. And then she realized it wasn't an option. I needed to be in position because God has something for me. Amen. And that stayed with me all day when she said, I realized without me saying it, because I'm going with my child to realize it's not an option. But for her to say it herself, you know, God spoke to her and said, it's not an option. There's something for you. I have something for you in these 7 days. So God bless you. God keep you. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Pushing in and pushing through and being in position and just allowing God to use you. It's my prayer that you would just continue to seek God and be on fire for God all the days of your life. And I encourage you to always, everyone that's on this line, to get back up again. Amen.
Amen.
Just remember that. If you don't remember nothing else, my mom always told me to get back up again. Get back up again. Yeah, you fell down. Yeah, you said it. Yeah, you did it. Get back up again. Right now, get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Come again.
I said the enemy won't keep me down. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I gave this example some time ago about, you know, if you've ever had a C-section, and as soon as you get through having a baby, and you're like, I just got cut open, and the doctors and the nurses come and say, but you got to get back up again. We got to keep you walking because there's healing when you get back up again, amen. Though you're wounded right now, yeah, you've been cut open, but there's healing when you get back up again, and we need to get you back up as quick as possible, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we don't give grounds to the enemy. Amen. We don't stay down so he can work in us. We get back up again. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Sister Elma Williams, God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing fine. Getting ready for my final, but I'm fine.
You say you're getting ready for what? I'm sorry.
my finals. I'm in
school. Oh, your finals. Amen. Well, we pray for you right now. Lord, we just pray, oh, God, that you will touch your mind, oh, God, and all that she needs, that she'll be able to retain it, Father God. We thank you that you go before preparing a way, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare victory as we celebrate our sister and her success in all that she has put her hand to do, Lord God, knowing that you're with her, Lord. And we decree and declare that it is done, it is so, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray and that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You.
God bless you. We love you. We never met before, but we love you so much. You are our sister in Christ, and we thank God for you for coming on the line these 7 days with us, that you've been on the line with us. And we thank our minister, Elect Twan, today for inviting you and you making a decision on your own. I'm going to be in position, and I'm going to receive what God has for me to receive, and I pray that you have received that in this time that you've been here with us. So God bless you. Again, we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
You.
You're welcome. Glory to God. God bless your minister, Lex Twan. Welcome this midnight hour. And how you doing? Welcome back. I'm sorry, Twan. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't open up your line.
Okay, I've seen glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to be here on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be where God is at. And, you know, I seek God on the daily, but just to be here with my brothers and sisters in Christ, and just to come into agreement with, you know, with what we pray and seek what God has for our lives is just it's a blessing in itself, and to have a good time in the Lord. So, and happy birthday, Mama! I love you very, very much, and I'm glad that God has blessed you with another year. And bless you with life, you know. So I'm believing God and, you know, all the healing. Thank you for, I'm glad God blessed you and blessed you to have, you know, my father, because if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be no us. So God bless you, my mom. And, so I'm grateful to be here today.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I look at your husband right now. Hallelujah, in this time in his life, amen. There's a dark hour. Either he's in it right now or it's to come. And we just ask God to be his strength, that God will, Lord, that you will protect his mind. Father God, we come against every attack on his mind right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory. We decree and declare that he's coming out in a wealthy place, amen. Spiritual wealth, amen, is his. And we decree and declare he shall live and not die. Hallelujah, we come against every attack spiritually, physically, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that he will testify your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We love
thank you
so much, my niece.
Love
glory
you. Love
God.
You.
Thank
love
you
all.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. It's day 7, you all. We are here in day 7. I'm excited like I just woke up, like as if I just woke up, but I was so excited about being on at 12 o'clock. Oh, I don't know. It's probably going to take me a minute to come down once we get off the line, but glory to God. It's nothing like fulfilling the assignment that God gives you, and as you are walking your calling, you will come to know that it is not you, it is God that gives you the strength to fulfill those assignments, but you have to have a made-up mind to let God's will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. I'm super excited. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you, Minister Elect Twan. Hallelujah. I don't know this phone number, but God bless you. Welcome. Area code is 713. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 1108.
This is Twan's husband.
What? You on the phone? Glory to God.
I'm on the phone, y'all. She in the whole living room. I'm in the bedroom. She don't even know I'm on the phone. But Lord be to God, I wasn't feeling well these past couple of days. But I was reminded what my grandma used to say. Sometimes it rains. The heart is on those who deserve the sun. But if you just
Jesus.
Keep looking up, the sun will shine. So I just ask that child, pray for me and my little one, my baby, because we've been a little sick lately. But God is a healer. In Jesus' name.
Yes, he is.
In Jesus' name, is that something? God had me to pray for you. I didn't even know that you were on the line tonight, you know, to pray. And you're coming out in a wealthy place. You're coming out stronger than before, amen. You're coming out with a knowing like never before, amen. You're coming out, amen. You just got to see yourself already out that thing and just testify and rejoice the goodness of the Lord. And, you know, God is the reason why we go through sometimes in life is because the calling that's on our life, amen. Amen. And God is really strengthening you right now in the fire. And as you go through, but understand and know that God is with you and there's a purpose, amen, for everything that you go through. And every way that you turn, there's a purpose. And you just got to have not just a natural eye to see, but a spiritual eye to see and understand what God is showing you that's to help you and what's to come for you. Amen. And it's not just for you, but it's for your family. It's for your mother. It's for your brother. It's for your aunts. Amen. It's for your children, amen. It's for your wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless you. We lift you up, amen. We come touching and agreeing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, as we lift up your son, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would just bless him, Father God, that you would send your word, oh God, that he shall be healed, that his child shall be healed, amen. Hallelujah. We come against every attack of Satan and his agent, against his body, against his mind, against his spiritual walk with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare the victory of God upon his life. I speak life upon you, amen. I speak the blessing of the Lord. I speak the favor of the Lord. I decree and declare victory is yours, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you are a child of God, amen, and all will see and know. They will perceive you to be a man of God. You don't even have to open your mouth. They will see and know that's a man of God, amen, hallelujah. And we bless you. We bless you, and we thank you, Father God, as we can decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying, that you will prophesy. If you haven't already prophesied, you will prophesy. Amen. God bless you. God keep
amen.
You. Amen. You and your wife together, believe it or not, God has called y'all in ministry. Amen. And the things that we go through, and God is equipping both of you all. And you may not be walking at the same time in it, but God is equipping y'all. So when you come together and know, amen, the power that you all possess together, it's going to help bring a multitude of people, of young folks in, amen. So just watch God do it. And just see when God is speaking, and knowing when the devil is speaking, and you shut the devil up, you know, you just tell him to shut up and come out in the name of Jesus. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, brother. I thank God for you, my nephew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's always good to hear our men come on the line. So I'm always excited when we have men of God come on the line, amen, and be in position, because God has called men to be the head of his home and the priest of his home, amen. So I'm always excited about this. So thank you for blessing us on tonight. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
Yes, 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 yes. To God be the glory. Happy birthday, hey. Carolyn. God bless you. God keep you. Many, many, many more happy birthdays. I'm good. I'm good. I've had
hey,
a good
man.
Day. I got here and Jesus. I fed my mom, and she ate all of her dinner and had a cookie, so that's a good day for me. That's a real good day for me. I just pray that God will continue to bless me with health and strength
yes.
and love and patience and empathy and compassion
yes.
and discernment and the Holy Spirit to take care of my mother. That gives me so much privilege and honor to take care of her.
Yes.
So I just
yes,
thank God. For what he does.
Amen.
Help me
yes,
to
Lord.
Do that for my mother.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. You know, I love you. We love you. And I just pray right now as we come together on tonight on this line, Father God, we come with all faith, combined faith of God, lifting up your daughter, oh God, and all that she loved and concerned about, Father God, that you will be her strength and that she will operate with the fruit of the Spirit all the days of her life, not lacking one, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that your hand will continue to be upon the life of her mother, whom she loved dearly, oh God, God. And we pray, oh, God, anything, oh, God, that the enemy has sent her way, oh, God, let it be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare life and long life, life in abundance, amen, for our auntie Ruth, and your daughter, amen, Brenda Gale and her husband and all that she loved and concerned about. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let joy overtake all this, hallelujah, in the home of your daughter, amen, all that she loved and concerned about. Let joy be their portion day in and day out, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that cometh from you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. We love you so much. I love you, and we thank God for you.
Love you, too. Thank God for you.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. I know I'm alive for a lot of people at the midnight hour. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I don't know who number this is. 832 is the area code. Last four digits, 0403. God bless you. Welcome.
God bless you. I'm so honored just to be on this prayer call. Thank God. I didn't make all the 7 days. My name is Kenyatta. I'm Jamil's friend. So thank y'all for having me. God bless y'all.
God bless you. The Bible says, for the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So all that we've received in the 7 days, I pray that you receive all of it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every bit that we receive from day one to day seven, I decree and declare it to be upon your life. Every blessing, every favor of God, every way of God. Amen. All that God has and more. Amen. Restoration, healing, deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the joy of the Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will see with new eyes and speak with a new tongue and hear with new ears and receive what thus said the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that God has your protection, be around you and your family, protecting you from any perforation or penetration. I decree and declare you're healed, past, present, and future to come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and anyone that the enemy has shipped from his camp, from the camp of Satan, we decree and declare them to be cut down and pushed back. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare blessings your portion. Amen. Favor of God is your portion. Amen. That God will command an increase on your storehouse. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that there will be no lack. Amen. But sufficiency. Hallelujah. Because God is all sufficient. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare all possibilities, because we serve a God that is able to do all things. With man, it is impossible. Hallelujah. But with God, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, increase our faith right now, Father God, to receive the miracle that's already working on the inside. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on there. Come on. Come on. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, Kenyatta. We love you, our sister, and we thank God for you. We thank you for being on this line tonight, and our brother. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for being on the line tonight. We thank Sonny for being on the phone tonight. And amen. I decree and declare that for you as well, and those who come on tonight for the first time. Hallelujah. That you shall receive all that have went forth in these 7 days. May it be your portion as well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord, and it's in Jesus' name we pray and we receive. We believe and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. God bless you and welcome, Minister Elect Shavante Shepherd. Glory to God. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
I'm doing good this morning.
Amen.
Excited that I was able to jump on. I was like, ooh, I woke up.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything Amen. You'd like to say, any prayer petition as we close out here tonight?
I would say I did enjoy myself, you know, it was a challenge for me. I would say that I didn't think that 12 o'clock would be such a challenge for me, but that I do remember that is the time of my night. No. I made it, and I'm excited that I did. So, But it's just been enjoyable, and I really enjoy being online with everybody who came on. And I just pray that God just continue to bless everybody and just sit back in expectation and wait for the favor of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. So good to hear you on tonight, on this midnight hour. I've been trying to call you, but I've been getting the other guy to keep picking up the line. It's not just, it's just something. So for you to be on tonight, I'm just so grateful for you to be here and everybody that's here on tonight. So I pray that God would continue to bless you, that God would just surprise you. I'm talking about this upcoming week, and I pray for divine positioning, that you will not come out of that place. This is what God wants to bless you in, the place of faith. Don't waver. I mean, it, just get quiet and know, amen. Just be still and know that God is working it out for you in this quiet time, amen. You know, a lot of times we're trying to get busy. I want to do this, and that God just saying, be still and know that I am God, and I'm about to work a miracle in there for you. But I just need you to get quiet, get still, come aside from all the distractions, because I need you to be in position. And the only way you can receive it is being in position. So it is my prayer today that God will help you, amen, to be in position so that he can bless you, not just for you to see and know, but for others around you to see and know that you serve a God that is alive, that live, and that is able, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, God bless you. God keep you. We love you, amen. We need you, amen. We need each other, amen, hallelujah. All of us, we're a part of God's body, amen. We're part of the church, and we need each other, hallelujah, to encourage, to uplift, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I'm so excited, you all. 7 days, it went really fast, but I'm just so grateful for it all. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Our word on tonight is coming out the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 32 through 37. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 32 through 37, it says, but of that day, an hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Verse 35 says, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Verse 36 says, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Verse 37 says, and what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Hallelujah. Watch. Remember that. Watch. Let it echo in your mind. Amen. Watch. And this header on this particular scripture, Jesus tells about remaining watchful. When we look at the scripture here, on my understanding, when Jesus said that even he did not know the time of the end, he was affirming his humanity. And, of course, God the Father knows the time, and Jesus and the Father are one. But when Jesus became a man, he voluntarily gave up the unlimited use of his divine attributes. See, the emphasis of this verse is not on Jesus' lack of knowledge, but rather on the fact that no one but God has this knowledge. See, this is God the Father's secret to be revealed when he wills. Amen. No one can predict by scripture or science the exact day of Jesus' return. Jesus is teaching that preparation, not calculation, is needed. Amen. See, months in planning can go into a wedding, the birth of a baby, a career change, a speaking engagement, or the purchase of a home. See, the thing is this, do you place the same importance on preparing for Jesus' return? See, the most important event in your life, I want you to understand that. Do you make these type of preparations? Amen. See, it affects, I want you to understand, its effects will last for eternity. You dare not postpone your preparations because you do not know when his return will occur. See, the way to prepare is to study God's word and live by it each and every day. By doing so, you will be ready. You will be ready. As I wrap up here in scripture, Mark 13 tells us how to live while we wait for Jesus' return.
if you have an opportunity to read the book of Mark chapter 13 in its entirety, please do so, because it tells us how to live while we wait for Jesus' return. One, we are not to be misled by confusing claims or speculative interpretations of what will happen. We should not be afraid to tell people about Jesus despite what they may say or do to us. We must stand firm by faith and not be surprised by persecution. We must be morally alert, obedient to the commands for the living found in God's word. Amen. This chapter was not given to promote discussions on prophetic timetables or anything like that, but to stimulate, amen, to stimulate right living for God in the world where he is largely ignored. I pray tonight that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word, that we will watch, amen, that we will watch and we will pray. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that I pray and I bless you. And receive to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to wrap up the 7 days here in the name of Jesus Christ. If I call your name, if you have anything you'd like to say, and then I'll close out with a word and with the pastor's blessing. Again, I just thank you all for allowing God to use you for me and for every brother and sister that have come on this line and here on tonight. I thank God for you. Amen. So we're going to start with my mother, Carol. God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. We wrap up here tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. You said it all with the prayer and as usual. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Yes,
and Lord, continue to lead us.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Make me strong. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Mama. I pray you have a blessed, happy birthday with family and friends on today. You just enjoy yourself. But first of all, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Amen. And just telling everybody how God did and how God kept you on today as you come together with your family. Don't forget to give God all praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy. Amen. God bless you.
God bless
you. Keep you. Amen. Minister-elect Jamel Henderson, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And thank you again for being in position so that I can be in position and not giving up and always taking me. And even the call, I definitely appreciate it. It has done wonders. It has done something on the inside of me. And I, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And happy birthday, Mama. I love you. God bless you and God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Alma Williams, God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Alma Williams, are you still there? All right, we'll go on to the next person. God bless you. Amen and amen. Minister Electron today, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition on today, one, I just want to start by giving all glory and honor to God. I'm just thankful just for these days and thankful for your, just for to being able to be in position and just be, and just being obedient. To what God has called us to do, that we may be blessed and that those connected to us may be blessed. I just want to pray for those that want to really strengthen their walk with God. And I just pray that God just help those who have low faith and that we may be that we may intercede on their behalf, and that God may continue to use us to minister in those people's lives around us, that that they may truly begin to see God for themselves. I just pray that God shows up mighty in their life, and that they can recognize the blessings that God has for them, and the blessings that God continues to bless them with and pour in their lives, even with just waking them up in the morning knowing that they have a purpose and that God is ready and willing to use them and that they just surrender themselves over. And that is my prayer petition.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come touching and agreeing with every prayer that went forth, oh God, the life of your daughter. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty, oh God, in our life, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about in your children around the world. And by faith, we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
to God. Amen. 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 Glory, glory, glory. All right. Amen. Twan's husband. I don't know which name to call you. Should I call you Sonny or should I call you by your first name?
I'll just go by Sonny.
All right, Sonny. God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, today is the last day. I didn't get a chance to make it the other 6 days. But, you know, I was laying here, and I was feeling bad. I had to make a sacrifice, you know, and I felt like if I made a sacrifice for God and just stand up a little longer, you know, that that's all he needed from me. But, you know, even though I came on the last day, as my wife would say, I've been counted out, you know, but I've been counted out by the people that couldn't even count. So, you know, I'm blessed. I'm glad to be here. And I'm just thankful to be on the prayer line with my wife.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. I'm so excited. I'm telling you, you will testify. I will hear about it. Amen. Your wife's going to call me. As a matter of fact, you're going to call me. You'll ask her, what's your A&E number? And testify how God has brought you, you know, brought you out of this thing, and it's happening. Believe it or not, it's already started. It's already starting. Amen. It's just a little bit more to go here, and you will see exactly why. Amen. Amen. So I look forward to that phone call from you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's such a blessing. Such a blessing, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. I love you so much, and I thank God for you. Hey, a young man came by the house looking for his wallet. So I was like, okay, I'm going to say a prayer that God will help you find your wallet. I say, and when you do, make sure you come back by here and let me know you found your wallet. So about an hour or so later, he came back by. I found my wallet. I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I just pray for everything, all of it. But I thank God.
We have seen God with miracles and turn things around. I'm telling you, we just, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just got excited. It's testimony. Yeah.
I just thank God for you, for your faithfulness, for your obedience, for your patience, for everything that he has given you to represent him, and that he continue to bless you and keep you, and you grow stronger in the works of the Lord.
Amen. I receive it. Yes, to God be the glory. I receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. Again, you know I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. I just love hearing my Cousin Brenda Gale, my mama, and speak. It's just a beautiful. It's just beautiful to my ears, I'm telling you. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Again, God bless you, Sister Kenyatta. God bless you. Go ahead. Anything you like to say?
I just want to start off with Genesis 2:3. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on that day he rested from all his works. So, Father,
yes,
I just thank you for the seventh day. I thank you, Lord, that it is sanctified, sealed in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to join this call. Lord, I thank you for your goodness.
Amen.
I thank you for the increasing of faith. I thank you for you know, encountering and meeting my friend Janelle. She has been such a blessing in my life. I thank you, Lord, for all things pertaining to life and godliness. I thank you, Lord, that, you know, even now from this day forth, that we will continue to seek first the kingdom of God, continue to be watchful, to continue to be prayerful, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you,
and
I bless your holy name.
Amen and amen. And I touch and agree. We all touch and agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Definitely been a blessing having you on the line tonight. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Yes, God. Amen. Minister Elect Shavante Shepherd, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I would just say I would like a little petition, just for some more clarity and patience. Lord, help me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, we touch and agree on tonight with you as we come, Lord God, with your daughter on tonight, with all faith believing, with our combined faith, oh God, that you would just touch her mind, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that her thoughts be right to spirit unto you, Father God, that she'll keep her mind stayed on you, that she'll keep in perfect peace.
Lord,
I pray to let her receive right now divine direction and instruction, Father God, of what you will have for her to do, where you will have for her to go, Lord God. Let her receive clarity of mind, clarity of thought, clarity of knowing and hearing from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, in the patience, oh God, amen, and the passion to seek you even more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for that push, oh Lord, that you will push right into, oh Lord, the Holy Spirit, oh God, and the calling that you placed upon our life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name as we decree and declare and receive the victory. And we decree and declare by faith it is so. And it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and that we bless you and we agree. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. I just want to decree and declare healing on this line. Amen. Healing over your bodies. Amen. Over our family and all that we love and concerned about. I decree and declare healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If we can all just touch and agree right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you, God, for the seventh day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have sanctified, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've made all things new. Amen. That we can decree and declare that we're walking in our newness. Amen. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that we are healed. We receive our healing. That our brother Sonny receive his healing. Amen. That the children receive their healing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we will operate in the spirit of obedience. Amen. For we know that in obedience, there comes blessing. And disobedience, there is a curse. But we decree and declare that we are obedient children to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that supplies all our needs. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So we decree and declare we are healed. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. We thank you that peace has come and peace is still. So, Father God, as I pray and lift up your son, Sonny, on tonight, and my mother, Carol, and all that need the healing, whether physical healing, spiritual healing, or physical, spiritual, emotional, hallelujah, psychological, whatever it is, Father God, we know you to be a healer. So, Father God, I ask, oh God, Lord, bless every organ, oh God. Let it be blessed. Let every part of our body function the way you intended it to function. Oh, Lord, Lord, bless every part, oh God. Let restoration come, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless the blood, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. Lord, bless us all with long life and show us your salvation. Let us be strengthened, oh God, right now, and let us not be feeble. Lord, let us prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Lord, you are the Son of righteousness. Arise over our life with healing in your wings. And we decree and declare it is so and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. As I close out here on tonight, though we leave this life, but never the presence of God, it is God that is with us. It will never leave us nor forsake us. I leave you with these words. being, you know, the effortless surrender. The Bible says in Luke 7:38, broken and weeping, she covered his feet with the tears that fell from her face. She kept crying and drying his feet with her long hair. Over and over, she kissed Jesus' feet. Then she opened her flask and anointed his feet with her costly perfume as an act of worship. Close your eyes and still your soul. Take a few moments and turn your attention to the one who paid the greatest price to be with you for eternity. Jesus is with you right now, right now, right where you are. Allow yourself to release every care as his arms draw you closer in holy embrace. As the reality of his presence floods your being, lean into it right now. Lean into it. His love has no comparison. This is the place of deep devotion when we still our souls and focus on the beauty of his unending holy love. It's easy to become overwhelmed with thankfulness, like Mary's gratitude overwhelms our hearts, and we recognize that our lives are not our own. When we know how much he loves us, we effortlessly surrender all that we are. Amen. We move from moments of worship to a lifestyle of adoration and shouting everything that would prevent us from being fully his. As I pray here tonight, Lord Jesus, it's an honor. It's our honor to pour our life out at your feet. The message of the cross has become our saving grace and powerful foundation. Nothing matters more than being a true worshiper who holds nothing back from following you. With tears of surrender, we decree and declare that we are yours. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory at this time on tonight. I ask you all to continue to lift me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey, manning up in prayer. Amen. If you want to join us on tomorrow on this same line, we do have two church services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We have our Sunday service. And now I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk every day of this, hallelujah, of this day, this year, hallelujah, this week, this month, in divine assurance that God is taking you to your promised land that flows with milk and honey, that your enemies will be defeated and your foot will be on the neck of the adversary. May the grapes of your harvest be abundant and the vats of new wine overflow. The wheat will be as golden grain because the Lord is the Lord of abundance and he is a God who is looking after you. Amen. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, we believe, and we receive. To God be the glory. And let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. God,
you too. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time.
I wanna wake imagine. Just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine.